You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 85, Light Your Family.
This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be.
All right, welcome back to episode number 85.
Today we're talking about lighting your family. What does that mean?
Well, before we do it, let's talk about we are doing something special for December. It has been a weird COVID year. Like, things got shut down. A ton of you became homeschoolers, and some of you had never wanted to become homeschoolers.
Right.
So we are ending this year with a humongous bang, and we are doing a giveaway each week.
Yep.
The next 4 weeks, I guess I should look at calendar as I see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well,
the next 4 weeks.
Yes.
Of December.
Of December, starting December 2nd.
Starting December 2nd and ending December 23rd.
Yes. So each one of those weeks, watch our Instagram pages and we'll give all the details there, but we'll also tell you in each episode where it is and what it is.
So this week we are giving away Karen's amazing book.
Da-da-da-da. So this is, it's called STEAM Kids Christmas. And STEAM Kids is a series of books I did with a team of bloggers. There were 10 of us. And they're all just awesome, creative bloggers. And then we put together different holiday ones. There's a bunch of them. But this is our Christmas version. And you can get these online. You can get an ebook or on Amazon. But I'm going to give you guys, one of you, your very own copy.
So, yes, that's exciting. You always want Karen's books. Can I say that enough? Karen's anything, you want it. So that's going to be this week's giveaway. Get you guys some fun ideas for Christmas. And, I mean, if you already have a copy, now you just got your sister-in-law a Christmas present.
Yay.
So it's awesome.
Yeah, so come over to the Called to Homeschool Instagram account, and you can find all the details for that there.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, when we're recording this today, actually.
All right. So today we're diving in to Light Your Family, which kind of sounds weird. But it's a play on words, not play on words, but a ripoff, I guess. Every December, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints puts out a light the world, hashtag light the world. And
series, it's a calendar.
It's a calendar. Yeah. And the first year was daily items and of like ways you can serve, ways you can do something nice. Like call your parent or call your grandparent, doing nice things. What were their cute booths they had?
Oh, they still, do they have them this
They're
year?
They're not doing it this year because of COVID.
Oh, darn it. It's like a vending machine service.
Thing. Yes. And you can and buy like a goat for somebody.
You can, a goat for somebody that needs someone, one around the world and like food and just really cool things like that. I always thought they were neat. Yeah, I guess they're not doing that this year, but they've done that in the past, but they do have a calendar out and you can sign up for text alerts and every day they'll send you just a little service activity you can do to help light the world. And they're always so fun and just give great ideas. And,
so this year was a little interesting. I don't know if you looked at the calendar.
I haven't read through it yet,
but it's a lot of virtual things.
Okay.
Because they want to be respectful to people who are social distancing or not going out and whatnot. And so as I was looking over it, I was kind of not as excited as I normally am.
Cause it it's was not like, as fun to do service virtually, is it?
No, but because it's like, here's a picture of Karen and here's 20 reasons why I love her. And so maybe that makes Karen feel real good. And that, there's nothing wrong with that
because
I could easily say 20 things that I love about you, right? But it was not sitting right with me with all those virtual things. And my kids, because a lot of them don't have social media accounts, were like, we can't even do
most of them.
Mm-hmm. So I love Light the World and I will forever do it. And I'll look over some of theirs as well. But I was sometimes thinking about, sometimes we focus on this big picture of helping the world and it feels sometimes impossible or like the unobtainable goal, right? Like I want to end world hunger. I want to do something really beautiful, but like, how does one actually do that? So I wanted to focus on more of bringing it home and focusing on the family. There's a quote and that I found out was not said by Mother Teresa, but is attributed to her, that it says, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family. And whether or not she said it, I just love that.
It's such a good one. Yeah. And I do think that that's where everything starts.
Well, yes. And I talked about this with the election, like whether or not your president won or you were like, I don't even want either of those presidents. Like pick my poison, right? Wherever you stood, maybe it was like, this feels out of my hands, but you're literally raising the next generation. Like, right. There is hope within your family.
Right. And we talk about that in our home all the time, mm-hmm. with my kids. And I talk about, you know, what you do matters, and you guys are the next generation, really.
Yeah.
You know, you're the ones that are going to be the leaders, and you're going to be the teachers and the people doing all these things. And it does matter. And your character matters. And the things that you learn right now matters, even though it doesn't feel like it when you're
because
young.
You don't, well, and you don't get to see the results.
No.
Right. And so maybe as you're doing some of these other things, you get that quick result, mm-hmm. you see it, but this is like a long-term plan of like bringing it home. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a great YouTube video, and it's like a Navy officer or something like mm-hmm. that. And he talks about making your bed. And every day you get up and you make your bed. And as you accomplish that goal, then all of a sudden you clean your room. And then as you do that, you start cleaning the house and then your yard, and you start becoming this well-organized person, this goal-setting person who obtains goals, right?
Yeah.
So I love that idea within your family, right? Like, you focus on yourself of being at peace with who you are, mm-hmm. loving yourself, knowing your value. Then you start connecting with husband and children. Right?
Right.
And start doing those things. And then as this collective group, it's like, we do good. Mm-hmm. Like, we go out and we clean up garbage and the streets, right?
Right.
Like, my husband served a mission in Ecuador, and a lot of the times they just threw garbage on the streets. And so he is very finicky about trash. When we go somewhere, we pick up all the trash. When like, we never, ever litter, right? Like, I didn't know that my kids ever have, but like, they know they don't ever litter. Like,
right.
Dad was like, we do not make our earth ugly. So just bringing that focus back to the family. I once had a friend talk about Tupperware and talking about how sometimes your Tupperware cupboard is a mess and you can just close it so you don't have to look at your mess.
It's like my kids' bedrooms.
Yeah. Just close the door. We don't even have to face
my little ones are so slobby and I have the hardest time, but I'm like, I can close the door and not have to see it.
But sometimes we need to open up that Tupperware closet, the Tupperware cupboard or whatever, and look at it and be like, I can take care of this.
Yeah.
I can organize this. I can take chaos and create order with it, peace or whatever mm-hmm. it is. And you can do that with your family. I was thinking too that like sometimes with that along that same line, like I'm okay being patient with other people's kids, but maybe not your own.
Oh yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
Or I'm okay with your mess, but not my mess.
Yeah.
Right. So just really like, how many times can I beat a dead horse of like mm-hmm. bringing the focus back on like, how do we help our family? Because I get it. Like if I go to Karen's house and I'm like, I'll sweep your floors or wipe up or do something like that, Karen's going to be like, oh Meg, you're so sweet. You don't need to do that. Like, but thank you. I love it. I mean, you do it for your kids, you're probably not going to get a thank you.
No one will even notice.
Like, that's just what
moms
do.
It's just what you do. Yeah.
Right? Like, maybe if I did something big, completely out of character, but I don't know if I went and made their beds and did their laundry and put it all away, if they would notice.
Like, today my kids made a pot of soup and left the pot on the stove, left the stove dirty, left dishes in the sink, and all of that was gone later because I didn't make them clean it. I was nice and I just did it for them. And, you know, they don't notice. They
it's
don't
like,
even
ooh,
like
it's
appreciate
magic.
Or notice it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I really want to help us bring that, focus back to their family, because even though you don't get that short-term gratification of like a thank you or appreciation, when you put in this, you get paid back down the road.
Yeah.
And the payback is huge. Right. And I think my husband has an analogy with this, like with, taxes. Like, you can either get taxed on the small crop or this large feast, right? Mm. So you can either get like this instant thank you that's small, but like it's instant gratification right there, or you can get this humongous investment or of a savings account of a something like that, right? If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about the calendar. You can download for free on my site, coachmegthomas.com, and we will link to that in the show notes as well. But
it's
we wanted
beautiful.
To tell you some, those on YouTube,
she
you
made
can
it so
see
pretty.
My printer's dying, but you can
And we
gist.
Know we're already into December, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Because you can start this anytime, and you could do this any time of year. It does not just have to be a December thing. Some of them are very Christmassy. But this is something that can be done any time of year. You know, if you need it, then start it.
Yeah. So, like, the very first one was tell your family what you love about them. like super simple. These are the things I love about you. I think you are very driven. I love your determination. I love how patient you are. I think you do funny things, mm-hmm. right? Like, I love your energy. Think about just like the simple things. Yeah. And do we take the time, like maybe in morning and night, we're like, oh, I love you. Good night. I love you. But do we stop and say what we love about you? Yeah. I don't know. I just think that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good one.
So we have just a bunch of different
have a nice dinner as a family. Only say positive things today. I love that. That's a nice
I don't just think about that, like if you were going to be negative or critical and just like, okay, how do I make this positive, right?
Yeah.
Of like, oh, I don't like what you're wearing, or that's weird.
I was thinking about that today. We had, so in our family this month, we drew names, and each week we're going to draw another name. And that week we served that person.
Oh, yes.
And that's fun. I drew my husband's name this week. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, I always try to be nice, you know, mm-hmm. I'm always nice to him. Like, what are some extra special things I can do to serve him this week? And so I was thinking that over. And today I was washing the lunch dishes again. I don't know why this is a big theme today, but I was washing the lunch dishes from everybody that had walked out and not cleaned up after themselves. And I was thinking, why didn't anyone clean up after themselves today? And my husband walked in, he had just finished eating and just put his plate in the sink and walked out. And I was like, even he doesn't clean up after himself. Like, I just had these negative thoughts.
No wonder my kids don't.
That went through my head. And for a split second, I wanted to say something negative to him. And so instead, I just held my tongue. And I was like, hey, this is your week to be nice. Not that I shouldn't be nice ever, always. But I just had that split second thought. And I recognized it and thought, okay, just hold your tongue. It's not a big deal. Like, his plate isn't even that dirty. And yeah. I'm washing already. If he were washing dishes, I would set it down and let him wash mine too, probably, mm-hmm. you know? And so just even having those things like on your calendar to think about can just be a little reminder to yourself, hey, today, just be a little extra nice and say a kinder thing. And
pointing it out. Yeah, I love that. My family has a thing we call a TL. It's a tell last. So if somebody said something nice about you, mm-hmm. then I'd be like, Karen, I have a TL for you. Mm. And then you're like, oh, I have to, like, I will get one for you. Right. And so it's just this fun, like pointing
That's
out
cute.
Nice things people say about you.
I
right.
Like that.
It's funny as you were talking about that with Rich, because I think I did on the podcast a year ago in February time, the 14-day love challenge.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it was just doing something nice for your husband for 14 days. And that simple switch, because I like my husband. Yeah. I think he's a really nice guy. But same thing, like he'll do something and I'll be like, what? Like, I'm already raising the children. I don't need to raise a husband too. You know right. what I mean? Like those right. awesome, unhelpful thoughts. And, like within those 14 days, I just appreciated him more. Mm-hmm. And I saw all the things he did instead of being like a victim of all the things I did.
Yeah.
So it really starts helping you have that paradigm shift of being able to see your kids in a different way.
I love that. So she's got some other really fun things on here, like having a dance party.
Yes.
A paper airplane contest. That's cute.
But I do know you do need to specify for some children they cannot put a rock in it.
Oh.
Because it'll go further.
Oh, I didn't know you could do weight. That. I've never heard of that before.
Oh, we have. But like simple things like reading a Christmas story together.
Yeah.
Right? And just simple things. So some you could do. I want to say most of them are free. Unless, like, you have to make a supply, get a supply.
Yeah, there's, like, if you have a craft on there.
Yeah, anything. Like, make a Christmas craft. Mm-hmm. But you could, like, we made one the other day, and we literally did hot glue as snowflakes on mm-hmm. paper and then did watercolors.
Oh, yeah, that's fun and simple.
And so, like, it was free. We had, mm-hmm. not free. We had just all had the things.
Things you already have on hand, yeah.
But some of the things are, like, playing a game your kids want to play. Like, how often do your kids, we were sick a little bit ago, and I don't think it was COVID. My husband did the antibody test and it came back negative. So, but we quarantined anyway, just in case. And one night we did a game night, and everybody put a game idea in a bowl. And the rule was we would play whatever game we drew. And like for 15 minutes though.
So
like
funny.
There was a time limit. And so it was hilarious because like some of the games were terrible and we were laughing. Like, what does the timer say? What is the timer say?
Oh, because you wanted to be done.
Yes. That's funny. Like, get us through to the next game. And that's it ended funny. Up being this hilarious, fun night.
That's great.
So with this, I think about like with my husband, maybe husbands, because they're adults and they have adult brains, that they were maybe more appreciative, mm-hmm. right? Maybe Rich today didn't even notice you did his thing.
No, probably not.
Yeah. But like if you were going out of your way and like, Rich, I made a nice meal for you. Like,
yeah. And he
would probably be.
He is a very appreciative person and notices things. But so normally, yeah.
But with children, they don't always appreciate it. So my caveat with this calendar is to get all your expectations and light them on fire.
Like light your family.
Yeah. All right. Literally. That's what all my efforts of plan words. Burn your family. No. So, but like, let all these expectations go. And I think about this a lot as I have mostly teens now. That like, if I said, hey, we're going to do a game night, the little ones would be super excited mm-hmm. and willing to do it. And my teens may say, I don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we are going to go on a drive and look at Christmas lights. Maybe we'll get hot cocoa. Once again, my little kids would be like, yay. Awesome. That's super exciting. And my older kids may say, that's stupid.
Can I stay home and read?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or talk to my friends.
Can I, whatever. Can I do this? Like, yeah. I'm going out tonight. Mm-hmm. So if there's something like, I'm not married to anything on this list, right? Like, if you have something on here and you go to your teen and say, okay, what do you think would be something you would want to do? Like, I would like you to at least, could you maybe contribute to 5 of these things? And we will do them, right? So mm-hmm. if you have a teen who loves a book, they could just tell us about this book. Maybe you have, I'm trying to think of the stuff my teens would want to do. Like, let us just sit and listen to you play guitar and sing, right? Like a talent
Me
show.
Song.
Yeah. But something that maybe speaks to them.
So, feel free to supplement things that don't work for your family with things that do and make it work for your family. And you know what I love about this is so many of the little Christmas Advent things that are out there are so fun, but are very involved. And yes. I have a little devotional thing that I pulled out that I was going to try again this year. And as I was reading through it, I remembered why I didn't do it all the last time, because there were so many make a treat every day and so many make this big old craft every day and so many things involved in it. And while that's a lot of fun, it's a lot of work. And it's often things that I don't feel are necessary mm-hmm. and don't necessarily improve our family life in any way
yeah.
or, you know what I mean? And so I was reading through that and I was like, oh, there's bits and pieces that I like of this, but there's so much doing and so much food. I don't know why yes. they all include so much food.
Well, and you don't even have to hang this up so that your kids see it and be like, hey, today we're supposed to do this. Like, you could totally keep this private and yeah. just like being telling, going out of your way and like, I'm having a fun dinner tonight.
I like that.
Just because I love you guys. And we're going to pull a Sally Clarkson and we're going to get the candles out and we're going to do like,
make it beautiful.
Mm-hmm. We're going to make it fun. And I'm going to make a fun like Christmassy dinner that everybody likes. Everybody, that's like the ultimate dream, right?
It's an impossibility.
That's why we do a buffet style of dinner.
Yeah, we do too.
But so totally adapt. And I love this quote from Holland. Tell me his first name. I just spaced it. Jeffrey R. Holland.
Jeffrey, oh, sorry. I didn't know.
Thank you. Sorry. I just figured you would know.
I don't read your mind always.
But... Yeah. But I tell my kids, they have to Google Home me. Our Google Home can always read my mind. And it's probably creepy, right? But I'm like, Google Home. Play that song by that lady, I think in like the 60s or 70s, that like talks about this. And they'll be like, playing this song. And I'm like, boom, Google Home gets
Love
me.
It.
So anyways, he has this quote and he's talking about, and if those children are unresponsive, maybe you can't teach them yet. So maybe you can't do these activities with them yet. Maybe homeschooling is not working well with them, but you can love them. And if you can love them today, maybe you can teach them tomorrow. So as you take this calendar, remember it is about love, not about trying to force a family activity that is going to be so much fun. Like, this is about, I love you and I want to do something nice for you. And if you have an unresponsive child, a child who tells you that this is stupid, allow them to think it is stupid and love them anyway. Mm. So I want to challenge you guys to light your family, not literally, but if you want to share the hashtag, I totally just ripped it off from Light the World. But really to light the family, which then ultimately does light the world.
Yeah, love that.
Okay, friends, have a lovely week and don't forget to enter in the giveaway mm-hmm. to receive Karin's amazing book.
Yay!
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.